Right now it's 2 degrees and probably a little bit colder on the dark side of the moon.
Could be, where there are apparently, well, we won't tell you, but you'll listen in a couple of moments' time because we have a local ufologist who will tell us about some recent sightings as well as some other thoughts that he has on UFOs.
And those are coming up next. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock in the mix. Sophie B. Hawkins is coming up at first.
Michelle Deschamps, a local ufologist, joins us now. And Michelle, apparently there were some recent sightings, I guess earlier on in the year, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, out by the airport. Did you yourself see those?
Well, I didn't have the sightings. We have somebody who's come forward. Unfortunately, he's one witness among 15, 16 cars that saw it. And we're trying to have the other people come out and tell us their own story. And he told us there was a large, I can't describe the object too much because we don't want false claimants to come forward and say, oh, I saw it. But it was a large cylindrical object about the size of a 747 and was seen between Hanmer and Garson on January 15th. That's a Sunday night at between 6:30 and 7.
Michelle, are people a little bit reluctant to step forward? I guess everybody, or maybe not everybody, but most people, I think that, think that there is something out there perhaps, but they're maybe a little bit shy to come forward and sort of maybe there's a bit of ridicule involved in it.
Well, it could be the shyness, but it could also be the fact that a lot of people still don't know that I'm around, and I'm not the only one who's willing to take their reports. I don't know what it'll take, maybe for me to get on my knees and hands and start to beg for these people to come forward, but they can either call me or call Toronto if they don't want to talk to me, but eventually the case will come back to me because I'm the provincial section director for Sudbury.
Literally, you're compiling a book. You've got a whole bunch of information on sighting, not only around Sudbury, Manitoulin Island, Northern Ontario, but around the world.
Yeah, well, I've been doing research at Laurentian, and we've taken clippings out from the New York Times, the London Press, the Northern Daily News from Kirkland Lake, the paper from Timmins, Sault Ste. Marie, North Bay, and there's tons of clippings all over the place.
Now, if I was to... Now, I've heard the different story that aliens are living amongst us right now. Have you heard that theory that an alien could be somebody like, for example, somebody like Gary and I?
No, I don't believe that at all. They might be mixing in terms of, I don't know if it's appearance. I don't think that they'd be like what you'd call the typical body snatchers. Close to humans, all I can say for now is that there are persistent rumors that there's an alien base on the far side of the moon.
And do you believe this?
Yeah, there's four different types of aliens actually reside there, including ones that look just like us.
Chances are, not to be funny about it, but their eyes would be very sensitive, wouldn't they?
They what?
Their eyes would probably be very sensitive living on the dark side of the moon.
Well, I don't know. They probably have a base there from all indications, and apparently Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin already knew this. I've got information from the internet about all the sightings made by the astronauts, and I'm planning to do lectures using transparencies as soon as my lecture paper's finished.
Michelle, why, if in fact this is if this in fact is the truth, why is it being kept secret from the mass? Fear of what?
Well, you know, the basic fact that they're coming here, that's no big deal. If you tell people that the government has made an arrangement where they could exchange. They could allow, as long as the military would get access to the alien technology of recovered UFOs and allow the aliens to abduct humans for whatever purpose they're involved in it, well, what do you think that would make the people feel? And it would, and for the religious people who believe in the Bible, if you come right out and say, well, somehow there was genetic manipulation of early man as far back as 300,000 years ago, what are you going to tell those religious people? And that, you know, all their belief system is going to be shot to bits.
Should we be scared of an alien if we're abducted?
Well, knowing what I know, I certainly wouldn't want to be abducted unless they were going to take me for a ride. But with anal probes and implants and gynecological examinations on women, there's nothing to be afraid of from what I can read on the subject matter, because they apparently need something of us to survive. They're apparently a dying race.
Well, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and tell you, again, come forward about some of their sightings or maybe share some of their information with you, how can they contact you?
Well, they can call me at 969-3389. And I'm really looking for more witnesses that may have seen that large object over Garson. We've also had a sighting over Whitewater Lake in Isilda, and another one over Beaver Lake near Whitefish.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Have yourself a great day.
You too.
821 at Mix 105, and thank you again very much, Michelle, for the conversation.